Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Competing rallies are occurring in the U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, in response to last week's violent protests in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia. This is where a group of white nationalists gathered to protest the removal of a Confederate statue. One person was killed during the event, and two police officers on their way to the event died when their helicopter crashed. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti is in Boston and tells us that police are asking for calm, but are prepared for the worst.
They'll walk about 3 kilometers to the Boston Common, where the other side is holding their rally. And that is where people are concerned that clashes will occur. Everyone here has told me they are here to stand for inclusion. They are here to stand for tolerance. They are chanting against Nazis. They are chanting against people who discriminate, and they are for people of color. We will have all the updates for you as they unfold here in Boston. But for now, I'm Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
The news that White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon was leaving the Trump administration was made public Friday afternoon. By evening, he was back at work at his old job. Bannon left the White House and went directly to the Breitbart News Network, the ultra-conservative online publication he led before joining the Trump administration and the presidential campaign a little more than a year ago. Bannon is credited with helping Mr. Trump win the White House. This was by pushing a populist, nationalist message after joining the campaign. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.